This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said diplomatic efforts were underway to save the remaining fighters holed up inside the Azovstal steelworks in the city of Mariupol as more civilians were evacuated from the bombed-out plant. The defenders have vowed not to surrender. Ukrainian officials fear Russian forces want to wipe them out by Monday in time for Moscow's commemorations of the former Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. The Taliban on Saturday ruled Afghan women must cover their faces, according to a decree from the group's supreme leader. An escalation of growing restrictions on women in public that is drawing a backlash from the international community and many Afghans. A spokesman for the Ministry for the Propagation of Virtue and the Prevention of Vice read the decree from the group's supreme leader at a press conference in Kabul, saying that a woman's father or closest male relative would be visited and eventually imprisoned or fired from government jobs if she did not cover her face outside the home. France's Emmanuel Macron was sworn in for his second term as president on Saturday, promising to lead the country with a new method as his political rivals kicked off campaigning for next month's legislative elections. In a country where presidents rarely get reelected, Macron won 58.5% of the votes in the second round against the far-right's Marine Le Pen, despite strong opposition to his pro-business policies and a proposal to raise the retirement age. A deadly explosion hit a well-known hotel in downtown Havana, Cuba on Friday, tearing a gash several floors high in the side of the building, killing at least 22 people and injuring upwards of 70. This is VOA News. North Korea fired a ballistic missile from a submarine on Saturday, South Korea said. An escalation just before the inauguration of a South Korean president who has vowed to take a hard line against the North. South Korean military said North Korea fired what is believed to be a submarine-launched ballistic missile, or SLBM, into the sea off its east coast around 5 o'clock GMT on Saturday from near Simpo, where North Korea keeps submarines as well as equipment for test-firing SLBMs. China's capital, Beijing, kicked off a fresh round of mass testing for COVID-19 on Saturday and shut more bus routes and metro stations as it seeks to avert the fate of Shanghai, where millions of residents have been locked down for over a month. The draconian movements to put curbs on Shanghai, which is an economic and financial hub, have caused frustration among its 25 million residents and triggered rare protests over issues such as access to food and medical care, loss of income, and crowded as well as unsanitary conditions at central quarantine centers. Philippines presidential candidates geared up for final rallies on Saturday to galvanize support and win over undecided voters 2 days from an election plagued by misinformation campaigns. Up to 65 million Filipinos are eligible to cast ballots on Monday to decide on the successor to President Rodrigo Duterte after 6 years in power, plus thousands of other posts from lawmakers and governors to city mayors and councilors. India's Tata Steel said three contract workers had been injured in a blast of one of its plant units in the eastern state of Jharkhand on Saturday. The unit was not operational and was undergoing a dismantling process, Tata said in a statement. Tata is India's largest steelmaker by revenue. The company added that production has not been impacted. Berlin criminal investigators and prosecutors were on Saturday studying a device found and destroyed at a residential building housing Russian news agency staff in the city's Stiglitz district, police said. The device was found Friday, and investigators are looking into how dangerous it had been and who it was aimed at. That's what Berlin's police spokesman said in a response to an inquiry. He added that there would be further updates later on Saturday. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.